Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Greetings from the Garden State of New Jersey. This is Ringside with Redding, boxing history from yesteryear, brought to you by Sports History Network. I am your host, Frank Redding. In this segment, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to discuss famous draws that have occurred. A draw is defined as a contest that ends in a stalemate or a tie. It does not have a winner or a loser, and for the most part, the outcomes are very controversial. I will discuss seven draws that have happened throughout the history of the sport. Number 1, Vito Antifermo versus Marvin Hagler 1. This fight was for the middleweight championship of the world, and it occurred on November 30th of 1979 in Las Vegas, Nevada. 15 rounds. Champion Vito Antifermo going into this fight, many considered Hagler the uncrowned champion. And Hagler was a 5-1 favorite. Marvin won many of the early rounds and switched stances, confusing the champion. Vito at the middle had pulled back into the fight. The judges' scores were as follows. 145-141, Hagler. 144-142, Antifermo. 143-143, a draw. The consensus winner, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. The second fight to be discussed. Michael Doakes versus Mike Weaver, number 2, for the WBA Heavyweight Championship of the World. This fight occurred on May 20th of 1983 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Michael Doakes was the champion. This was the first heavyweight title fight to end in a draw since Jack Johnson versus Jim Johnson in 1913. The judges' scores were 143-143, 144-144, and 145-141, Michael Doakes. Weaver landed the more telling effective blows, but Doakes landed more frequent punches. This is the first time that Michael Doakes went 15 rounds. Consensus winner, Mike Weaver. The third fight, Sugar Ray Leonard versus Thomas Hearns, number 2, for the WBC Super Middleweight Championship of the World. This fight occurred on June 12th of 1989 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Leonard was the champion, and both men were in their 30s at this time. Hearns had been knocked out a total of 3 times before this fight happened, and Leonard was relatively inactive over the last several years. Hearns scored 2 knockdowns, in the 3rd round and the 11th round. It was the first time Leonard was knocked down twice in one fight. Leonard scored no knockdowns in the contest, but won a 2-point round in the 5th by all judges and a 2-point round in the 12th, and finished strong in the 12th round. The judges' scores were 113-112 Hearns, 113-112 Leonard, and 112-112. Consensus winner, Thomas Hitman Hearns. The fourth fight, Azuma Nelson versus Jeff Fennec, number one, for the WBC Super Featherweight Championship of the World. This fight occurred on June 28th of 1991 in Las Vegas, Nevada. The champion was Azuma Nelson. Jeff Fennec took the fight to the corner and ropes and dominated the action. This, ladies and gentlemen, was an action-packed fight. Fast-paced war of attrition. The judges' scores were 115-113 Fennec, 116-112 Nelson, and 114-114. Consensus winner, Jeff Fennec. Fight number 5, James Toney versus Mike McCallum 1 for the IBF Middleweight Championship of the World. This fight occurred on December 13th of 1991 in Atlantic City, New Jersey. James Toney was the champion. Mike McCallum's experience and ring generalship was brought to the table. James Toney had youth on his side and a wild swinging style. He kept on coming and punching hard. James Toney came on in the late rounds. It was a very even contest between two contrasting styles. The judges' scores were 116-112 Toney, 115-113 McCallum, and 114-114. Consensus winner, if I had to pick, it would be James Toney. The sixth fight in question was Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker versus Julio Cesar Chavez for the WBC Welterweight Championship of the World. Pernell Whitaker was the champion going into this fight, and it took place on September 10th of 1993 in San Antonio, Texas. Whitaker, with fast hands, southpaw hit-and-move style, was an absolute nightmare for Chavez. His hit-and-run tactics and slick defense proved to be to Chavez's frustration. Chavez could not cut off the ring. The judges' scores were as follows. 115-113 Whitaker, 115-115, and 115-115. Consensus winner, Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker. The last fight I'm going to discuss is Lennox Lewis versus Evander Holyfield 1 for the World Heavyweight Championship. Holyfield held the WBA and IBF versions of the title, and Lennox Lewis held the WBC version of the title. This fight took place on March 13th of 1999 in New York, New York. Lewis used his superior height and jab to control the action and dictate the pace of the fight throughout the contest. The judges' scores were 116-113 Lewis, 115-113 Holyfield, and 115-115. Very controversial. The consensus winner was Lennox Lewis. I'm going to close out now by saying this is your host, Frank Redding, saying to all listeners, be happy, be healthy, be well, and be safe.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you gotta do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.